why is the light in my face, Liv? The web girl's like documenting this, and there's like a police light in my
face.
I
needed a cute picture of me holding my food cubby from Jennifer, the listener, to post on the gram so you can see how amazing it is.
Producer, I'm like, I need you to hit the buttons because I can't see anything now. I've been temporarily blinded. I think I hit the button. Good morning. Is this Aaron?
It is.
What's up, man? What'd you want to say on the Joe and Alex show?
I was going to say you're all fantastic. So.
Yay, especially me, though, right?
Exactly. Yeah, of course.
Right. I think producer
MYK
won it. And
I got the McRib, buddy.
You got me a McRib?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You heard about the meetup, right? We do it every Monday.
Yeah.
McRib meetups. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I love the McRib. Hey, dude, thank you, Aaron, for calling in and for getting me
the
McRib.
Have a great holiday.
Hey, you too, buddy. That's actually what I want for Thanksgiving. All right, so we just were talking a second ago about a gift that got dropped off. Apparently, I need to take to the Joe and Alex Show Twitter, too, to get what I want. But Alex talked about how she would like these food separators, which you put on your plate, and it'll separate, like, your green beans and your corn or mashed potatoes and whatever.
I shared it on
food,
my...
The food doesn't get together.
Yeah, I shared a link to it. I was like, why has nobody ever told me about this before? If you don't know anything about me, and this your first time listening to the show, I am an extreme picky eater. It's almost crippling how picky I am. It gives me, I have food anxiety. It's a whole
she
deal.
She has a condition.
And so on my like page, Alex on Air on Facebook, I posted, oh my gosh, I love this. Somebody should prime it to me before Thanksgiving as a joke. But Jennifer, who's a listener and amazing, obviously my guardian angel, actually bought it for me, sent it here to the studio so I'd get it before Thanksgiving. And it says it suctions to your plate for food separation or portion control if you need help with that. So you could use this as a weight loss thing.
I respect it that way. Yeah, true.
But they're little orange separators and you just sit, put them on your plate, and there's like it's like a wall. It's like Trump's wall, but for your food, so your peas
no
don't get mixed
like
in.
So much.
Your mashed potatoes.
We don't want them peas
that's
next
right.
to my meat.
Peas, they need to go through the right credentials to be able to get in. No, that's horrible. So too soon. So anyway, this will help your food not touch each other on your Thanksgiving plate.
But what's the big deal if the food touches?
It tastes disgusting mixed together.
But it's the
you know
same
what is
food.
So gross?
It's the same food.
My mom is the complete opposite of me, so I'm super picky. My mom will eat roadkill. She'll try anything.
Yeah, it's good
and
stuff.
And my mom, she will eat like lasagna or something, like pasta, mm-hmm. and then just like lick her fork and then use that same fork to like eat cake or pie or something. And that makes me want to hurl.
It's cleaning it, yeah, or use like a napkin to do it.
What? No.
It's the same thing.
That should be illegal.
How much silverware do you waste?
A lot, and I don't care. It's called a dishwasher. It's another great invention.
Megan's on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up? You're not one of these food separators, are you?
Yes, I am.
What is wrong with you people?
Well, you have the juices from the other food.
Yes.
Into the other juices, and it's all like one, and it has all different tastes, and it's all just a big taste of, like, when you have, like, paint, and you mix it all together, it becomes brown. It's like mm-hmm. the same with the food.
Oh, you're so right. Yeah. Are you going to get a food cubby?
Well, I like to do, I could, but I usually just get separate plates. Or I'll go back. I'll get one thing on my plate, and then I'll go back
yeah.
and get the other thing.
But it's still
oh,
gonna.
I do the
but
same
it's
thing.
Still gonna touch though. Like if you had corn and then you had green beans, like the juices are gonna cross contaminate.
Yeah, but who cares? You're not
you
eating it. You're not tasting it.
You wipe it all off. You can get napkins. You can go to the sink and rinse it off if you need to.
How many plates do you go through at Thanksgiving, Megan?
As many dishes as I want to get.
Shame on
no,
you.
No, but see, but Megan, that's why I'm so excited about this food cubby thing. I should be. Getting paid to talk about them. That's what I'm saying. I usually am somebody that comes to the freaking Thanksgiving table with six different plates, so each item is on a different plate. But now,
oh my gosh.
Now this will save dishes.
You're going to actually bring that to your family Thanksgiving and look
yes.
like a grown like woman child.
You better believe I am.
I wouldn't even let you in
my parents
house.
Won't be shocked. They will not be shocked that I bring this.
Nick's on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. Are you a picky eater, too?
No, I grew up with a picky eater. My mom was the biggest picky eater ever.
Oh, man.
Certain things she would eat. What I didn't understand is she did what the last lady did, was individually put her food on the plate. Like, if we had meat with vegetables that were runny and everything, she'd eat her meat first, then she'd go back and get her vegetables, so on and so forth. But what I didn't understand is the only way she would eat mashed potatoes and corn is mix them up.
Yeah, that's super
weird. She
didn't
want everything to touch, but then she mixes her corn and mashed potatoes
up. Yeah, I do the same thing.
That's the way she does it.
Yeah, I love my corn and my mashed potatoes
mix.
This
must be something that has not been diagnosed like a mental condition by doctors. It just hasn't been figured out yet.
No, I don't have a mental condition. I just have preferences.
But I know exactly where this is coming from. I grew up with a picky eater, and my kids are starting to show that aspect at 1 and 2.
Oh, no, that's my biggest fear. I don't want my kids to have what I have. It's the worst.
Oh, my gosh. Have you thought about getting rid of your kids because of that?
Yeah, I have thought about getting rid of my imaginary kids. Oh, you're talking to him?
Thank you for calling in this morning, buddy. Just kidding. We appreciate
it. Okay, so I have the photo, and it's all edited and filtered up, so I can post it now. Sorry, it took a minute. Of me holding the food cubby so you can see what it is. Hopefully, they have an Instagram. I can tag them. But I'm going to post it on my Instagram, and then I'll reblog it or whatever onto our Joe
Samantha,
and Alex show one.
What's your story?
Okay, so when I was in kindergarten, I remember this so vividly. Like, this has affected me. I'm about to graduate college, but I remember in kindergarten, my best friend had all of her food on her tray, and, like, it was, like, jam and gravy, and it was touching, and I was like, well, I can't. And then, so she started, I said something, I'm like, that's really gross, and she intentionally started mixing her food, like, in all these gross, disgusting combinations, and I hurled everywhere. So now I'm super, super picky about it, and I have to separate my food because I have been scarred from that very moment. So I feel you, Alex.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Wow. You guys need to have like a weekly meeting and get help with this. I couldn't handle it. I couldn't deal if somebody's like, I can't have my stuff mixed. Like, what's the worst thing, Alex? What would ruin your experience eating if these two items got mixed up together?
My worst experience?
Like, what would it be like if this and this came together? You'd be like, oh, that's it. No way.
When I see people like, well, when I see people, like I said, put like dessert on their dinner plate and then like they eat it together. So like their dessert will be touching the turkey and the gravy or something. That, I can't. I need to be committed when I see that.
Oh my gosh. Seriously?
Yeah, I'm posting this right now, and then I'll reblog it on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
I cannot believe it. All right, cool. You can let us know if you're a weirdo, too. Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter. Let us know.